The next patient is Martha Vieira. The last name is V-I-E-R-A. Martha is the first name, M-A-R-T-H-A. This is the clinical case of a 82-year-old, a white female that we follow in the office because of arterial hypertension, period. The blood pressure today ...156/72. The patient claims bouts of hypertension from time to time. Taking into consideration the numbers that she mentions, that sometimes it's 179/90, 160/98, we are going to use clonidine 0.1 milligram every 12 hours PRN for a systolic above 150. Number two, the patient has a history of CKD, that is stage 3A, A1. She maintains a serum creatinine of 1, a BUN of 31, and estimated EFR that is between 55 and 60 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, the patient has anemia. She has been with a hemoglobin of 11.6, and she continues to take iron 2 times a day. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C has been reported in 2 separate occasions around 7.5%. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is controlled with the administration of simvastatin, period. Mrs. Vieira, a paragraph. Mrs. Vieira is under a lot of stress because her husband had a COVID infection during the hospitalization. There was evidence of perforation of the bowels. Surgery was done. Permanent colostomy was placed. And the patient has been in the skilled nurse facility for over 2 months. The patient is receiving therapy. He's been able to walk, however, has problems with memory. Period. The patient is given an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup. However, she is welcome to call us or schedule another appointment if she considers that is necessary, period. I invested 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the evaluation, face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 6 minutes.